Most of the Midwest continues to enjoy an unusually warm period of time. Temperatures this week will cool down a little bit and become a little bit more seasonable. The forecast is for some of the region to experience temperatures back below freezing again across some of the northern parts of the region as we go later into this week. But that's not all that unusual, and there's no reason to be concerned about the condition of winter wheat across the area since temperatures haven't been warm enough for a long enough period of time to make that an issue. That may not be the case, of course, in areas off to the west in hard red winter wheat country, where temperatures over the weekend were in the 60s and 70s, even into the 80s yesterday afternoon. Most of those 80s occurred in Nebraska and parts of northwest Kansas, as well as northeastern Colorado, and even, for that matter, parts of South Dakota. That seems to be the core of the driest area in the nation at the moment, although portions of North Dakota are also included in that, along with Montana. These areas will be closely monitored as we go forward through the spring season, because the potential is that these areas will continue in a dry biased mode until at least during the heart of the spring season. The temperature bias across the central and eastern parts of the U.S. will cool back down again after today. Today will be an unseasonably warm to hot day. More 80s and perhaps some extremes up around 90 degrees will occur in the central plains. In the heart of the Midwest, though, our temperatures will not be quite so impressive, but still very pleasant. Temperatures this morning running mostly upper 40s and 50s across a big part of the region, and we do have some light southerly winds blowing across the area, and relative humidity is kind of low, so we're going to see some quick drying conditions across parts of the region. The high temperatures across the Midwest today will be very impressive in the majority of the region. We'll expect to see those highs peaking out in the 60s and 70s across many areas in the south and in the west. These two areas will likely see the warmest weather, and temperatures over 80 degrees will be possible today in Missouri, parts of western and southwestern Iowa, and neighboring areas in Nebraska and Kansas. 70s will occur all the way east into the heart of Illinois, the central and southern parts of Indiana and southern Ohio, as well as Kentucky. The extreme northern parts of the Midwest will see temperatures today mostly 40s and 50s, but that for them will be almost as fine as some of this warmth I've just mentioned for the heart of the Midwest. As we go into the day tomorrow, though, much different weather. We'll see high temperatures 40s and 50s dominating a big part of the Midwest. A few temperatures over 60 will occur near and south of the Ohio River, and some 30 degree readings will occur in the northern parts of the Great Lakes region. As we go on into the day on Wednesday and Thursday of this week, we'll see similar conditions prevailing. The lowest temperatures at night will slip back into the teens and 20s across the northern parts of the region as we get involved with the cooler weather this week. Lower parts in the Midwest will see temperatures at night falling back into the 20s and lower 30s. None of the cold is likely to be of a threat. Even in hard red winter wheat country, most of the crop there has not advanced enough to be impacted by the freezes. Livestock stress that occurred over the weekend and will occur again today in the central plains because of the excessive heat will begin to abate as we go into midweek this week. Down in South America, everything continues to look very good for the majority of Argentina, which will see a net drying bias this week. No precipitation of meaning is likely, although rain did fall over the weekend in many areas. In Brazil, the same areas that are struggling with too much moisture will continue doing so. That includes Mato Grosso, Goiás, parts of Sao Paulo, and also areas in northern Paraná. These areas will all continue to see rain periodically as we move forward through this week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.